Excerpt from the Burlington Standard, Vermont's largest independent newspaper. April 13th. A construction crew unearthed human skeletal remains while excavating a parcel of land several miles from Lake Timiny in northern Vermont, the district attorney's office reported. Workers notified police of the grisly discovery around midday Wednesday. According to the DA's office, investigators scoured the area, and the chief medical examiner's office was at the scene to ensure all the bones were recovered. The medical examiner will work with law enforcement to identify the body. Presently, in the United States, more than 15,000 people reported missing have not been found, 106 of them originating from the state of Vermont. Chapter 1. Julia. The newly built house was a monstrosity. 3 stories tall, made almost entirely of glass, and partially blocking what was once Julia's cherished view of the lake. She had spotted the towering eyesore halfway down the long driveway that many visitors mistook for a road. For months, she'd been eagerly anticipating her annual summer vacation to the lake house, where she'd spent her formative years. But now, everything was ruined. 10 minutes ago, it was a different story. From the passenger seat of their brand new Land Rover Defender, which they couldn't afford, Julia had been composing her vacation kickoff Instagram post. Finally arrived, let the relaxing begin. Or better, be back never. Maybe collect moments, not things. She could come up with 100 of these and never run out. Julia kept her posts simple, engaging, and heartfelt. But how fun it would be to write the truth for once. My ass is saddle sore from the 3-hour ride north. Christian and I are going broke. Oh, and our neighbor just royally screwed us over. Hashtag blessed. It wasn't until Julia exited the vehicle that the magnitude to which they'd been screwed fully registered. You've got to be kidding me. She trailed off, unable to find the words to describe the visual assault before her. Julia didn't stick around to help Christian, her husband, unload. Instead, she trotted to the adjacent property, where she proceeded to circle the perimeter of the new house in a daze. Her eyes raked the gaudy glass structure from top to bottom. Unbelievable! It looked as though a UFO had crash-landed in the forest. It was a scar upon the land, a sacrilegious affront to the otherwise pristine surroundings. Lake Timiny deserved better. What on earth was he thinking? Julia muttered to herself. The he was David Dunn, the homeowner. Not to mention her lifelong friend, or ex-friend, depending on how this went down. Julia knew that David was renovating, but he conveniently neglected to mention that the work involved demolishing the house his grandfather had built and erecting a structure that was more than twice the original size. The new building was modern and sleek, in stark contrast to the 2 charming, rustic neighboring homes, one belonging to Julia and the other to Erica Sullivan, the 3rd musketeer in their lakeshore trio. The State Forestry Service was supposed to protect the surrounding woodlands, which had managed, up until now, to keep the natural beauty unchanged. So how had David skirted the zoning issue, clearing enough trees to make the Lorax keel over? Even the birds were less chirpy. But the air hadn't changed. Lake air had a particular freshness. The smell of clean water mixed with pine needles from the surrounding forest that always made Julia's heart soar. But not today. She doubted anything could lift her spirits. Julia turned her head in disgust, only to have her gaze settle on an obtrusive